This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Can we just do an exercise?
Sure. What's the exercise?
It's pretty simple. Pass or fail.
Okay. Well, in regards to what?
Their draft history. Because if you're going to do the whole, like, hey, trust us, bro. We're going to draft it. It's like, all right. Like, and I like Kyle Shanahan. I like John Lynch. But their draft history is kind of spotty.
Okay. Do I need NFL theme music for this?
You can do that.
Yeah, give me the NFL. Yeah, give me some prime time. We'll get that.
If we just, like, let's, okay. 2024, I'm not trying to dismiss it. But right now, I think the only player that you could say full pass on is Dominic Pooney. Started every single game for you. He was awesome.
He was awesome. He was good.
Okay, everybody else is kind of a work in progress.
We'll see.
I think it's too early to even try to make determinations. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think it was a good draft class. I think it has the potential to be much better.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Last year's 2023. Your first pick was Jair Brown, Jake Moody, Cameron Latu, Darrell Luter, Robert Beal, D. Winners, Braden Willis, Ronnie Bell, Jalen Graham. Pass or fail on that draft class?
Fail. And I like Jair Brown. He showed flashes, but last season, kind of regressed a little
bit. Okay. 2022's draft class. Drake Jackson was your first pick.
Yikes.
Tyron Davis Price, Danny Gray, Yikes. Spencer Burford.
Oh, my God.
Sammy Womack, Nick Zakel, Kalia Davis, Tariq Castro-Fields, and Brock Purdy. Pass or fail?
Fail. I like Burford, but it's a fail.
Purdy?
Oh, well, yes. That's, you're right. Again, Mr. Irrelevant.
Really one player out of that
but
draft. So that's one player of almost two full seasons of drafts.
Because I'd say like the Brady draft was a success. Yeah.
Okay.
So yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now let's go to this one.
Although Drake Jackson's been so awful. He was the first pick in that draft.
No, he hasn't played. He has been. 2021. Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon, Aubrey Thomas, Jalen Moore, D'Amador Lenore, Hufanga, Elijah Mitchell. That's a hit.
That's a good draft.
That's a good draft. But Trey Lance is one of the biggest misses in the history of the NFL.
So, yeah, exactly. So we're doing like it's like the inverse of the Brock Purdy draft in a way where it's like the quarterback was so awful, but you had some actually like key players that helped you out. So maybe we're calling it a net neutral for both of them. How about that?
Okay. 2020, Kinlaw, Ayuk, McKivitz, Warner, Jennings.
Ayuk and Jennings, they've been hits.
I agree. So it's a pass.
So it's a pass.
All right. This is their best draft by far. 2019, Bosa, Debo. Jalen Hurd, Mitch Wisnowski.
Jalen Hurd.
Mitch Wisnowski in the fourth round is just an absurd draft.
Still with the team.
It's as absurd as the kicker in the third round.
Still with
Dre
the team.
Dre Greenlaw, Caden Smith, Justin School, Tim Harris. It's a clear pass.
Yes.
Okay? 2018. They're so lucky.
I haven't heard of Jalen Hurd in a minute.
Yeah, no one has. Mike McGlinchey, Dante Pettis, Fred Warner, Tavarius Moore, Kentavious Street, DJ Reed, who's played on a million teams, Marcel Harris, Julian Taylor, Richie James.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Just because of Warner.
Yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
First draft. Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, Akello Witherspoon, CJ Beathard, Joe Williams, George Kittle, Trent Taylor, DJ Jones, some guy whose name I can't pronounce, and Adrian Colbert.
I like DJ Jones and I like George Kittle. It's about it.
I mean, they're living off of like one grand slam pick every two or three years. And there's a lot of like nothing burgers.
That's kind of what the draft is though, right? Like a little bit.
But you can't say we're trying to emulate the Rams. Trust us, bro. When like the proof is in the pudding. Like let's call it what it is. The Rams have made some good picks and it's tough. You just said it. The draft is really hard. I agree. It is hard. 30% hit rate. You're like a great GM.
Yes.
Okay. To find four starters in one draft, either you must be the 2017 Niners, meaning you're so awful, guys are just going to walk into starting jobs, or you're one of the greatest talent evaluators the game has ever seen. It is very, very difficult. So when I look at their roster today and they say, hey, we'll find three starters on the D-line, we'll find a linebacker, we'll find an offensive lineman, it's like, oof, trust that plan.
Well, what's frustrating for me is like looking at what the Rams have been doing, because, and again, we're comparing them to the Rams because the Rams have, you know, notoriously been the team that says F them picks. Like, it's a joke. It's Les Snead's trading all the first and second round picks and getting all the big name players, giving them fat contracts, the Jalen Ramseys, the Von Millers of the world, doing that. And then all of a sudden they take a year or two off, and then they in just those two off seasons, they reset the books and they reset their players and everything, and they're still competing at a high level. They had one down year a couple years ago after the Super Bowl. Since then, they've been a playoff team every single time, and I feel like their talent level was not near the San Francisco 49ers, and yet they were still able to compete at a high level. So I look at that team, and I tell myself, like, why can't the 49ers do that? I have trust in Kyle Shanahan. I have trust in John Lynch. I have trust in the Hall of Famers that are on this team currently right now. Why can't they be the Rams? And again, it starts with the first and second rounds, and to your point, as you just listed them all off, it's just so crucial to me to nail the defensive player, because outside of Bosa and Fred Warner, they really haven't nailed the top of those drafts. Like Solomon Thomas's, the Drake Jackson's, the Javon Kinlaw's.
You know,
so many whiffs there. I mean, they had Eric Armstead for a long time, but that wasn't this regime.
No.
That was a previous regime.
There, and so is DeForest Buckner.
Yes.
I look at what's really did them in this year with the 6-11. The fact you didn't have first and second round picks for basically 2 years. It's just, you needed, like, even if one of those guys is a player, you're hitting. So that brings me back to the 11th pick. I want to trade down. Like, I need multiple picks.
Takes two to tango.
I don't think that's
always
plausible.
In theory, it's always nice, but we've always learned.
It's so hard.
Yes.
That being said, if not, you take the best defensive lineman or outside linebacker possible, or I'm taking the tackle to replace Trent Williams. And you're hoping that you're not drafting this high up in the first round ever again.
There's a blessing and a curse with this, right? It's like, it's a blessing that you have the 11th pick, but it's also like, it means you weren't a very good team last year. But like, you just alluded to it. You might not be in this position again, so you better nail this pick because you might not be in a position going forward to get a quality player like this in the top 12, top 11 picks, whatever you're picking at. Oh, they just don't draft offensive linemen.
The importance of this 11th pick.
I heard Kyle Shanahan last year at Tim Kyle Comedy, and it like, kind of drove me nuts. Like this philosophy that he thinks he's like too good to draft. Like, my scheme doesn't need to draft offensive linemen in 11th.
Like, it's hubris in what he does. It's like a Don Nelson.
It's kind of ridiculous, though. Like, you can't draft an offensive lineman.
Unless they're a bona
fide Hall of Famer. I was like, okay. Well, we all think they're going to be bona fide Hall of Famers if you believe
in
the guy.
Mike 10th overall, and it was a huge mistake. A huge mistake.
Wasn't the biggest mistake ever. He was serviceable. It's not like he was god awful. You didn't even re-sign him. Okay, but I'm not saying he was god awful.
If you don't re-sign a first round pick, that's a bad pick.
Okay, but he did get paid somewhere else and got a fat contract.
If I walked around Levi Stadium and said Mike McGlinchey to a Niner fan, like, that guy sucks.
Just because he didn't live up to the expectation of a top 10 pick doesn't mean it was a bust to me.
He was not a great football player by any stretch.
Would you say he was solid?
I think he was a liability.
Okay.
That's what I think he was.
Okay.
He's the main reason George Kittle doesn't get 110 catches during that era, because he has to stand next to him and help him out holding his hand blocking.
I don't think he was as awful as we all want to think
he
was that bad.
The guy is a meme. He was thrown by Micah Parsons across the field like a sack of potatoes.
A lot of people get thrown around by Micah Parsons. There's no shame in that. It's a big man. He's very good. All I'm saying is this. Just because Mike McGlinchey didn't re-sign, that's going to scare you off from drafting another line.
You're saying they never drafted anyone high, and I'm saying they did.
He said it last year. I'm saying Kyle Shanahan basically alluded to saying, like, I don't want to draft offensive linemen in the first
round. Well, I do think that the McGlinchey pick is one of those picks, like, when you do stuff like that, it's like, oh, I better not do that again. It's like the Trey Lance thing. I don't see them ever packaging all that stuff to move up ever again.
Just because he drafted Jamarcus Russell doesn't mean you go back and not draft a quarterback in the first round again.
No, but to trade up and do all that.
I get it, but you're in this position right now.
Like, stick with you.
You're not trading up at this point. Like, if you're trading down, and maybe you do it. But 11th pick, yeah, I think it's absolutely in the realm of possibility that you should be looking into helping out the offensive line. Something the right tackle.
But
like,
the other part of McGlinchey, and I don't want to.
No.
They had Trent Brown. And then they let him go, and he immediately won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady.
Yeah, but after that, like, Trent Brown's been. Is he even in the league still? Is Trent Brown still, like, is he. What is he doing? He's a free agent. No one. He's 31. Like, I hear you on that. And he was solid, and he was a Pro Bowl, I think, with the Raiders in his first year. But outside of that, really didn't do a whole hell of a lot.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.